This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome to Not Your Mother's Menopause, making hormones make sense with Dr. Fiona Lovely. Dr. Lovely is an expert on health, treating women and their families from around the world. Her specialities include endocrinology, functional neurology, and functional medicine. Please visit us at drlovely.com. And now, here's the doctor.
Hello, ladies. Dr. Fiona Lovely here. This is your Not Your Mother's Menopause, Making Hormones Make Sense podcast. And we are in the midst of talking about self-care in hopes that we can reach easier for self-love. And this is something that doesn't come easy to women, for sure. Hopefully this is resonating with you. Hopefully there are nuggets here that are going to help you feel more joyful, more relaxed, and more peaceful. I know I certainly want that for myself. I'm on a learning journey and a steep learning curve with all of these things I'm talking to you about as well. And so I can tell you they work, but they're not necessarily easy habits to learn. And, but we can be deeply motivated to find time and effort for this, because I think it's an important cause. And when mama is feeling relaxed and peaceful, the whole family feels relaxed and peaceful. And I know we could all use more of that. So here we go. Again, to carry on with the theme here, we want to make sure you're taking time, first of all, to feel safe and loved. Remind yourself you are safe and you are loved. And find things to be grateful in your space every day, potentially in every moment that it comes to mind. Find something to be grateful for. So we've talked a lot about what needs to be taken out of our lives, what needs to be removed. It's like separating out the things that are important from the stuff we have collected. And sometimes that's just as much emotional baggage as it is the physical baggage of the clutter we've collected over the decades that we've been shuffling around as humans. The physical space clearing is just as important as the mental space clearing. So the mental space has been taking 25% of the items that you do on a daily basis off your plate, delegating them to other people who may actually have a higher priority on those tasks. And also looking at getting rid of stuff in your physical space. So that opening of space, mental and physical, with that comes the awareness of you, the physical you, and the awareness of the mental you. And hopefully, as you are in your carved out space, in your bits of time that you have to be creative and do things that you love, you're actually starting to feel the difference between physically being in the space of doing, and then the more mental openness you feel by stopping that act of extreme busyness and just breathing and existing and being in the moment with your creative pursuit? Is it meditation? Is it yoga? Is it writing? Is it basket weaving or knitting or flower arranging or doing tattoo art or taking apart a car and putting it back together? All of these things are creative pursuits. Again, no one has the right to judge that for you. You know exactly what that creative pursuit is for you. And as you start to become aware of those two things, the physical and the mental, and I think it's Dr. Chopra who talks about, actually many of our spiritual teachers have spoken of this, but he talks about the difference between the observer and the observed. So who is the mind that is observing the physical space? That's the real you. That's the spiritual you. He does a much better job of explaining it. And so I encourage you to follow his works for that reason. But what I'm trying to say here is that there's a difference between the mental you and the physical you. And there's a gap between the two. And that gap is the God space, if you will, the Buddha space, the Krishna space, the space of the universe, where you are more you than any other time and place. And finding that groove, that gap, I think is ultra important for women in perimenopause, because we have filled our lives with so much stuff, whether emotional or physical, and so much stress, and sort of lost our sense of what our deeper purpose is, what's our soul's desire, if you will, our sacred contracts, that finding that groove allows us to drop into that space. And when we're in that space physically and mentally, our thoughts are better internally and externally. Our words are better internally and externally. And because of that, the metabolic processes and homeostatic processes of the body and brain are healthier and more optimized. And so ultimately, we're talking about a spiritual pursuit here, but it ends up in the end making you a more physically healthy person. And this is really important when women are seeking physical comfort and mental comfort too, for that matter, in perimenopause, because we all know that you get those sort of crazy thoughts or sort of unbalanced thinking. Not all that different from what I recall puberty being like. You've got that sort of teenage angst, except you're grown up and you've got responsibilities and you can't tell the world to fuck off, even if you really like to. So what I'm saying to you is that finding that gap, getting in that groove, finding that spiritual and mental space is really tantamount to feeling your optimal self. So when you're in that creative space, you can start to glean feelings better. Oh, in this moment, I feel this or I feel that. Do you like it? Is it good? Is it bad? And when you become aware of the feelings that bring you closer to relaxed state, peaceful state, joyful state, you can say, yes, I want more of that feeling, or that feeling I'm not really interested in, so I'm just going to let it go. So when we start to get those discernments around how we want to feel, then you can start to go, okay, so I felt some really good serenity yesterday. And you know what? That was like a drug. I want more of that. How can I get there? And then you reverse engineer it. So really, it's not so much about finding what you want to do physically. It's how does the physical stuff make you feel? And that's the keystone, if you will, to the rest of the whole thing. How it all works is find the thing you want to feel and then reverse engineer it from there. What actions can I do today that'll take me to that feeling? What physical pursuits can I do today or creative pursuits can I do today that will bring me closer to that physical feeling? Because as I've said, with a reticular activating system in the brain, what it does is it helps you find the things, the feelings, the words, the experiences, the stuff that will bring you closer to how you want to feel. And really, that's just great self-care. I am always grateful that you're here to listen to me. I hope this is resonating with you because it's resonating deeply with me. And you can go and find out more about me on my website, drlovely.expert. Until next time, I hope everyone has a great week. Thank you. The views and nutritional advice expressed by Dr. Fiona Lovely are not intended to be a substitute for conventional medical service. If you have or suspect that you have a medical problem, promptly contact your healthcare provider. No information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent or cure any disease or condition. As with any new advice or program, you should always contact your healthcare provider prior to starting anything new. Thank you.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.